Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about how to improve your self-talk. Examine how you speak to yourself. Man, we are evil to ourselves sometimes, and we're going to give you a new perspective that I think will change your relationship with how you speak to yourself. At least that I hope it will. Before we dive into that, a quick shout out to new listeners in Los Angeles, California. I'm going to be heading through there in just a few weeks. Hello there. Now, thank you for this connection. Thanks for joining us. We're so excited to have you on board. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, experiences you want to share, I want to hear them. Use the link in the show notes to send that in. That comes directly to me. You'll hear back directly from me. I will quite likely use it anonymously to help others to write about and to discuss. So if you have a question, a lot of other people around the world have the same question. I guarantee it. So help yourself and then help everyone else, right? That's always the theme. Okay, so let's get to it. It comes down to this. How you talk to yourself is how you talk to the divine. Let me explain. Right, we can be so horrible to ourselves. We say things to ourselves and about ourselves that we would never say to our friends or about our friends or about our family. I mean, even very often, even our least favorite person on the planet gets more respect than we give to ourselves. So what's your typical self-talk? Do you call yourself ugly or do you call yourself beautiful? Do you talk to remind yourself of what you're good at? Or do you remind yourself of what you will never be able to do? When you think about how you speak to yourself, I want you to really look at the words that you use. Do you use words like can't, don't, never, always? You may be insulting yourself. Maybe you think it's funny. You know, I don't want to get too big an ego. I'm going to knock myself down a peg. There are many cultures where self-deprecation is a form of humor, right? Or sometimes you want to self-deprecate before somebody else does because it takes the wind out of the bully in the room. I get it. But I'm talking about your normal everyday, the stuff that you say to yourself or you think about yourself on a regular basis, quietly in your head, your self-talk. You know, we often hear about the need to love ourselves so much so that it's become cliche, but it actually is important. But we seldom hear why we should love ourselves, right? Everybody's like, you gotta love yourself, but nobody ever explains why. Why? Well, one, life is better when you do. But much more importantly than that, you see, at the start of the universe, there was nothing. Right? Big Bang and all of that. If you're religious, then you believe that your deity, be it God, Allah, the Tao, Vishnu, whatever, created it all, including you. But there was nothing to create from except the divine self. So think about it. You are created by the divine, from the divine, of the divine. Let me go through that again. You're created by the divine. That means you are created from the divine. It means you are made of the divine. The matter that makes up that body you claim is so flawed and those quirks you denigrate yourself over is God Himself. See, your God took part of His own pure divinity to create you. And your God resides in you, watching the unfolding that is your journey and anticipating the fulfillment of your purpose. So what you say to yourself and about yourself, you say to the divine and about the divine. And that's why I ask. Speak to your God with that mouth. How would you speak to your God as you unfold this journey together? And what might your God say in return? Because you're in this together. Now it's a different conversation now, isn't it? So keep that in mind. How does that change the conversation? Do you say, what are you saying to yourself right now that you would like to change? That you would like to change how you describe yourself? How you describe your life? Oh, that never works out for me. Oh, I hate my whatever. Rear. We always talk about like parts of ourselves that we hate, and we talk about things that don't work out for us. That never works out for me, or it's always like that. Well, it doesn't have to be. Right? And remember that when you're talking about yourself, when you are describing yourself, you are describing the divine. You are describing God, Allah, the Tao, Vishnu, etc., Krishna. And then it's different. What would you say about them? Would you say that some things just don't ever work out for them? Would you say there are parts of them that you don't like? Wow. So it's worth it to look in the mirror and see your divinity. See the divine light that is at the seat of your soul. See the divine glowing in you, having become you. Why? To learn about itself, to create, to effect change, to make this world a better place, to operate through your purpose, to unfold your journey and take great joy in watching it. What would you say to the divine, to your God, today? I encourage you to have a conversation. And look in the mirror when you do it. And it will change your self-talk forever. Fun stuff. And then once you do that, I want to know about your experience. I want to know how it went. I want to know what you learned from that. What insights do you have? Because I'm always looking for new insights to share. What will you share with me that I can share with others? Click the link in the show notes and let me know. That's a pretty heavy exercise, so we'll leave it at that. Thank you for joining me today. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.